This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. The Menendez brothers trying a new tactic to get out of prison in time for the holidays. And Kamala Harris making her closing argument to voters. But first, lots of excitement in L.A. We are just minutes away from Game 4 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Yankees. Dodgers hoping to sweep the Yankees after winning each of the first three games. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts talked about what a win tonight would mean.
It would be historic for our franchise. To win another World Series, certainly against a great organization as the Yankees. Just excited for our players, our fans. But, you know, it's like I said, I believe in this group. I love this group. And we've got to play, keep playing good baseball.
A win would give the Dodgers their eighth World Series title. No team has ever come back from a three-game deficit at the beginning of the World Series. But back in 2004, the Red Sox did come back against the Yankees in the American League Championship Series. Now, interestingly, Dave Roberts was a player on that Red Sox team. Pete Demetriou at a bar in downtown L.A. Fans excited about the game. He joins us live.
Yes, this bar, 33 taps with about 21 big screen TVs all going simultaneously, is packed with fans, food, and there is fanaticism. Not a sign of New York Yankees gear anywhere inside, even though there are some vendors outside selling it. Isaiah is here watching. He's crossing his fingers. Isaiah, Dodgers are ahead 3-0. How do you think it goes tonight? Why do you think it goes that way?
I think Dodgers sweep just because, we got momentum. That game one took all the, heart out of the Yankees, man. That was a big grand slam in the 10th. So I just feel like Dodgers probably sweep.
Are you surprised by how effective the pitching has been?
Oh, yeah, really surprised. I thought that was one of our flaws coming into the playoffs, and I guess everybody's just stepping up at the right time.
Stepping up is what they want to see the Dodgers do tonight. One man said the pitching is great, but he wants a 5-run lead before he'll even begin to really breathe. They want a quick kill tonight in New York. Rob?
Still ahead on Nonstop News at 5, Kamala Harris making her closing argument with a speech at the same place that Donald Trump spoke before the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Another medical emergency at the Men's Central Jail in Chinatown. Six deputies had to be taken to hospitals after being exposed to some kind of unknown substance. This is the second time LA County Fire had to respond to the facility. Seven people, reportedly all inmates, may have inhaled or been exposed to something and had to be taken for treatment this morning. One of those patients is in critical condition, the other six in serious condition. There is a new move to win the release of the Menendez brothers from prison. Their attorneys are asking Governor Newsom for clemency. And brothers' lead lawyer, Mark Garagos, confirms to TMZ that this is in addition to asking a judge for resentencing, which would involve a parole hearing.
Why put the family, who is either in ill health or at a ripe old age, through the trauma of revisiting all of this family drama, and not once, but twice, both for Lyle and for Eric in parole hearings. They've more than served ample amount of time.
And Garagos also talked about Governor Newsom's role.
There is a podcast that the governor dropped over the weekend. I'd invite anybody to take a listen to it.
Yeah, it's called the Politiken Podcast, and here's the governor weighing in.
The DA looked at the facts. He at least made his own assessment and feels like they should be resentenced. 34 years for murder. Now, it's a double murder. You know, I've seen people 25 years be released, not for double murders necessarily, but single murders. And this is obviously some new compelling evidence that was introduced. And so we'll see where the judge goes.
He says his team's already been studying the case.
One of the things that's perhaps the most determinative when you come up to the parole board process is what kind of prisoner have you been? Have you been focused on your rehabilitation? Have you taken responsibility for your crime and whether you're coming out more of a broken person or you're coming out as a better person? And all of that is also determinative.
But the governor says the most important factor is justice and fairness. A hit and run in the Westlake area left one person dead, another one hurt, and the LAPD asking for your help to find the person who took off from the accident at 3rd and Virgil just before 6 this morning. A woman in her 70s was taken to a hospital where she died. Man in his 80s is in the hospital in stable condition. Now, investigators say a car driven by the man hit the woman, but he stopped to help. Then another car hit them both and kept on going. An audit found no systemic corruption in L.A. County's contracting system. Law firm conducted the audit. It was requested after former supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas was indicted on fraud and bribery charges. While they found no corruption, the auditors did offer some recommendations for improvement of operations and oversight, including centralizing documents and records, enhancing procedures to improve competition for the contracts, and better monitoring of contracts. Also, some other recommendations as well. People in Long Beach still talking about an illegal fireworks show of the weekend. Larry Bustamante lives in Signal Hill. He says there should have been a better response from police. He talked with John Baird.
Do you think most people, people in one sense like fireworks shows, but this didn't seem to go over well with people in Long Beach?
No, some people were afraid. Some people thought we were being attacked. It was pretty big, and we see a lot of fireworks every year from our location.
So this is like the same stuff you see, like rockets, right?
Absolutely, except the only difference is that they were taking off low and they were exploding low.
Were they a danger, you think?
Absolutely. We were seeing on social media stuff that got pulled down where people were driving by and filming it, and it was just obvious, like a street takeover. There was cars parked, and there was rockets being lit and taken off, and, you know, kind of a chaotic scene, just like you would see in a car street takeover, but instead of cars driving around and doing donuts, it was fireworks going off.
Long Beach PD tells us they did respond, but whoever set off the fireworks, they were gone by the time they got there. Homeowners affected by the landslides in Rancho Palos Verdes will have a chance to sell their homes to the government, but some people plan to stay put. It's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. Well, Kamala Harris has just finished her speech at the Ellipse in front of the White House, making what her campaign is calling her closing argument to be the president. She chose the spot as it was where Donald Trump talked to his supporters just before the January 6th assault on the Capitol. Harris says Trump is unfit for office with his vow to use the military to go after the enemy within.
America, this is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
Joining us now live, political analyst Dan Schnur of USC and UC Berkeley. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rob. I appreciate it.
And your first impressions of the closing argument from Kamala Harris?
I think the most important thing about this closing argument is less what Harris said, but rather how many people she said it to. It was reported, as I know you and your team have seen, that the expected size of the crowd roughly doubled in the last 24 hours. And at this stage in the campaign, when both sides are working as hard as they can to motivate their existing supporters, that kind of enthusiasm and that kind of turnout is something that is very, very encouraging for the Harris campaign.
Now, the polls have been showing that the race is neck and neck. There are some experts who say the polls are underestimating support for Trump. And then other experts say, no, it's underestimating support for Kamala Harris. Does this whole thing of crowd size, does that mean anything? Does that show a last-minute surge of support for Kamala Harris?
Well, I want to be careful not to overinterpret the crowd size. In fact, the speech took place in the District of Columbia, which is fairly safe Democratic territory. But there aren't a lot of undecided voters left in America. And so turning out a campaign's base supporters, it does look like the key to victory at this point. And if there's larger than expected turnout for a rally of this magnitude, then it does bode well for the Harris campaign's get out the vote efforts going forward. As far as the polls, we don't know. The national polls are within the margin of error. The polls in all seven of the key swing states are within a couple points in either direction. This race is a toss-up, and it's going to be decided, make no mistake about it, by which campaign does a better job of turning out their base.
And her speech tonight, Kamala Harris leaning heavily on warnings about the security of democracy and warnings about Donald Trump. Is that a winning argument?
Well, We don't know. This has been a tension within the Harris campaign for several weeks now. Many of her supporters believe that talking about Trump's fitness for office, particularly given the comments of Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, last week, is the argument she needs to be making in the close to warn voters about the danger that she believes a Trump presidency poses. But there's a lot of other leading Democrats who believe that she needed to be talking about things that much more directly impact the voters, talking about jobs, talking about inflation, talking about abortion and reproductive rights. And she tried to do both of those things in this campaign, or excuse me, in this speech, talking both about the threat of Trump, but also about these issues. That's a lot to cram into one speech. So in retrospect, if she does come up short, she may look back and think it would have been better to choose one of those two options rather than trying to accomplish both.
All right. Political analyst Dan Schnur of USC and UC Berkeley, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
She's a senior at Westridge School in Pasadena. And today, Lindsay Charles was named the 106th Rose Queen. She's going to lead the Rose Court as ambassadors at events leading up to the Tournament of Roses parade and the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. She's the captain of her school's track and field team and is active in school and community groups. Lindsay Charles was crowned today. Out of hundreds of applicants, members of the court all get a $7,500 scholarship. An illegal fireworks show in Long Beach worried a lot of residents over the weekend. Some people had called police because they thought it was gunshots. John Baird reports.
One man said it seemed that the fireworks went on for like 30 minutes, with postings on social media showing that the fireworks were being set off from the Queensway Bridge. That was from the Long Beach Local News on Instagram. Larry Bustamante said he could see the fireworks display from Signal Hill.
There was really low and dangerously low fireworks going off.
He was wondering where all the police were. But Long Beach PD tells me they did respond quickly after getting a lot of calls from those who thought shots were being fired. Officers ended up finding fireworks debris on the bridge, but the suspects were long gone. A man who lives in the downtown area tells me, with the Dodgers on the verge of winning the World Series, just wait.
So you think there was a problem on Sunday? Get ready for tonight.
In downtown Long Beach, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that's your nonstop news at 5 for Tuesday, October 29th, presented by my Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Limit 40333 for a free case review.